So I think we have a pretty amazing collection of folks here this weekend, so I welcome you all, and I am truly honored and excited that you guys are all here. So as we move into our opening ceremony, I wanted to give just a little intro into the concept for the reasons behind why we felt that this is an important conversation and to get this dialogue continuing. So I'm just going to share a little bit about the motivation behind this. So in the last few years, many of us involved have come to see that the economic and social foundations of civilization are inherently corrupt and corrupting. And it's only through a monumental act of insensitivity that anyone can ignore the anguish of the native peoples of the world, who have endured 500 years or more of uninterrupted pillage and oppression at the hands of civilized conquerors. In many respects, the situation only seems to be getting worse. Those forces of centralization and power have succeeded beyond their wildest dreams. The entire planet now is becoming one great marketplace, with every last stream and tree and the labor of nearly every human being available for sale to the highest bidder. Industrial civilization is invading every last corner of our earth, and it is foreclosing every alternative that used to exist and narrowing our options to two: participate in it or die. But this participation is also death. So as the global population increases, and as wealth and power become more and more concentrated, and as resources, habitats, and species disappear, disaster looms. We feel that if many of these current trends continue unabated, that this century is likely to be one of unprecedented horror and suffering for billions of people and for the rest of nature as well. But the point of this conference and our hope is that this devastation is not the inevitable outworking of human nature. It reflects neither our origins or our ultimate destiny. It seems to me that we human beings, and particularly we civilized humans, are wounded and sick. We keep reproducing catastrophe because we ourselves are traumatized, both as a species and individually, beginning right when we're born. So because we are wounded, we've put up these psychic defenses against reality, and we have become so cut off from direct participation in the natural world in which we are embedded that all we can do now is navigate our way cautiously through a humanly designed day-to-day substitute world of symbols. Our world is a world of dollars and minutes and numbers, images and words that are constantly being manipulated to wring the most possible profit from every conceivable circumstance. I think you'll agree with me that our bodies and our spirits rebel against this. But we believe that together we can, in principle, return to our true nature, wild, whole, and free. This seems to me to have been the message of every true prophet. We can choose to activate the part of ourselves that still remembers how to feel, love, and wonder. Yes, we have a lot of work ahead, and a lot of minds to change, including our own, before together we can create sustainable, diverse, decentralized cultures and finally leave behind oppression, racism, sexism, and economic parasitism. But that process becomes much easier when together we share a sense of possibility and assurance that we don't have to invent paradise so much as return to it. An assurance that at our core, what God made is good. Our task, then, is not to create ever more elaborate global structures to enforce social and environmental justice, though of course I sympathize with the motives of those who work for that, but our task is to strip away the artificiality that separates us from the spiritual simplicity that is our wild biotic birthright as creations of God. Our origin stories of a paradise continue to transform this vision. Someday, perhaps, human beings will be a blessing again to this planet instead of a curse. But we need another story to live in. And I believe the speakers present here this weekend have come to share and show us that that alternative story is rooted in the Christian tradition, if we have ears to hear it. So we hope that this weekend can be an event that helps us understand the call of the gospel and deepens our concept of what it means to be a disciple. There will be many intense emotions and thoughts throughout this weekend. We hope you've come to be challenged, and we hope that you have brought the challenges God has been giving you. There may be times when you breathe a sigh of relief, finally feeling truths resonate with you where you thought you might have been the only one. There may be things you hear that upset you. No, there will be things that you hear that upset you. And all of this, all these emotions are welcome. We want this to be a safe place for dialogue. If we can't talk about this stuff in the church, where can we? So, but we do strive, even with all that, knowing it's coming, to have this weekend be a place of welcome and honor and respect for everyone. So let's keep that conscious in our dialogue times, in our conversations. And so with that as our mutual understanding, we're going to open now with a passing of the peace. And we're trying to put these hopes for real peace and thoughts into our bodies. And so I'm going to ask everyone here to pass a peace, some kind of greeting to your neighbor with a sign of peace. Up here, we're going to be dancing and singing a welcoming peace song from the Yoruba tribe from Nigeria. The song's lyrics are Funga Olafia Ashe Ashe, and that means welcome, peace be with you, amen. So remember when we do this song, and you can pass the peace as soon as the music starts, that true peace is going to destroy civilization, at least as we know it.
Yeah.